have turned your record over, and I am ready to tell you another story. Maybe you can see yourself in this story, which is called Can't You Be Thankful? Carl and Sally Roth provided a very comfortable home for their son, Ted. Theirs was a home with love and fine Christian atmosphere. But somehow, Ted had become very dissatisfied. Nothing seemed to really please him, and he was certain that everyone had it much better than he. Ted's parents were concerned about his attitude, but they did not give Ted his own way when he was wrong. One day, Ted started one of his usual complaints.
Mom, may I go to the park and play this afternoon?
No, Ted. You know your father doesn't want you to go to the park alone, and I'll be too busy to take you.
But I won't be going alone. Jack is going, and I can go with him.
Jack isn't much older than you are, so I can't see where that would help any.
Well, if he can go, why can't I?
Ted, I'm not responsible for Jack. Mrs. Stark is his mother, and if she said he could go, that's up to her. Since they had that gang fight in the park, your father and I don't think it is safe for a boy your age unless an adult is with him. Now that settles it.
Well, Jack has been there before, and nothing ever happened to him.
I said it was settled, Ted. You are not going. That evening at supper, Ted continued his complaints.
Dad, Mother wouldn't let me go to the park today. Jack was allowed to go, but I never can.
Your mother was right in not allowing you to go.
Here, have some carrots, Ted.
I don't like carrots. I don't want any.
Ted, take some carrots. You've been told before to eat your vegetables.
None of the other kids have to eat what they don't like. I don't know any of them that like carrots.
It's for your own good, Ted. If you don't learn to eat properly when you're young, you won't be healthy. Now eat some carrots.
Jack doesn't have to eat things he doesn't
Ted.
Like.
Sally, it looks as though I'll be sent out of town for a few days. I'll be leaving tomorrow.
Oh? Well, I'm glad that they trust you with these assignments, but I can't say I enjoy having you gone. We can enjoy this evening together, though, so I'll hurry and do the dishes.
TV tonight.
Oh, I don't know, son. I'm enjoying the stereo. Is there anything special you wanted to see?
Yes. The kids were talking about the Lion Man. They said it was on tonight, and they're all gonna watch it.
The Lion Man? Well, that doesn't sound at all intelligent. Here, let me see what the paper has to say about it.
Is this a new program? Has it been on before, Ted?
Yes, it's been on for a couple of weeks. The kids say it's a real thriller.
Here it is. The Lion Man stalks through downtown Manhattan. The city is terrorized for 24 hours as its inhabitants fall prey to... That's enough of that. We won't be seeing it.
Why is it all right for other kids to see it? Their parents think it's okay. I never can do what they can do.
Ted, I reserve the right to decide what is good for you. This program is not good. You wouldn't learn anything good from it. It would only upset you and make you a coward, afraid of the dark.
That's absolutely true. Come to think of it, that must be the program Mrs. Stark was telling me about. She said Jack could never watch it again. He was yelling in his sleep and had them up 3 times that night.
Well, what can I watch?
Why not call Jack and some other boys over to play some games with you?
Oh, they'll all be watching the Lion Man. They won't want to come.
Jack won't be watching it. And I'm sure the other mothers will be glad to have their children miss it. It won't hurt to call. The boys will like playing your magnet game. Call them, Ted.
Oh, all right.
The next morning, Ted was having breakfast with his mother when she heard still more complaints. Well, Ted, it's going to be just the two of us for a few days. Your dad is going to be out of town at least until Thursday, so we'll have to plan something to keep us busy so we won't miss him as much.
Why does Dad always have to go on these trips? They could send somebody else sometimes.
Oh, but your father's the best one they have for that work. He can straighten out all the difficulties and keep the customers happy. It's very important, you know.
With all the other men in the plant, There ought to be someone else who could do it sometimes.
But don't you understand, Ted? This is your father's work. He has a higher position than most men in the plant. He's well qualified for this work, and he likes it. That's what counts the most. Sure, we miss him when he's gone, but we appreciate him more when he comes back.
Other kids' fathers don't have to go away like that. Could I have some chocolate milk instead of white? I get tired of white milk all the time.
But white milk is better for you, Ted. You've been getting chocolate milk at school, haven't you? I think once a day is enough.
You're the only one who feels that way. Other kids' mothers are glad if they just drink milk, period. May I have peanut butter instead of jelly?
Sure you may. Ted, I'm very much upset about the way you seem so unhappy about everything. You have so much to be thankful for. Why aren't you content? Can't you be thankful?
Well, I don't like having Dad go away.
But you do have a father. That's a lot to be thankful for. And when he is at home, you aren't always content then either. Sometimes you go away.
Yes, but...
Here, eat your breakfast or you'll be late for school. I'm planning to clean the kitchen cupboards today and perhaps the walls and ceiling. I'll fix an easy supper for us, so you'll be thinking of something you would like especially to do tonight. And Ted, see if you can't manage to be completely happy about it.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Gertrude. My kitchen is a mess. I thought I'd tackle this job while Carl's gone.
Oh, is he gone again?
Yes, for at least 3 days. Ted isn't too happy about it, so I told him to plan on doing something special tonight. I'll be through here in a few minutes. We could have lunch together.
Oh, you're too busy. Suppose I run home and get something ready. You could come over about noon.
No, stay. I have some good homemade soup. Ted doesn't like it too well, and I don't want to waste it. I won't be long. I just have these things to put back, and
you better let me get that, Sally. Let me put them back. I'm a little taller than you.
I have it now. That shelf is really too high to be much good. Now I can come down and get...
Oh, Sally,
oh,
no.
My.
Are you all right?
Oh, my back hurts. Oh, I can hardly stand it. I must have missed that step.
Yes, you were off balance when you stepped down. Oh. I'd better call the doctor in.
Well, Mrs. Roth, it looks like we'll have to keep you here in the hospital for a few days.
Oh, dear. That messy kitchen, and what about Ted?
Don't worry about a thing, Sally. I'll finish cleaning up your kitchen and pick up Ted after school. He'll enjoy staying with Jack. They'll have lots of fun. I'll take care of him till you get home.
You're more than kind, Gertrude. Ted will like being with Jack. In a few days, Mrs. Roth was home. It had been agreed that Ted could remain with Jack a day or two longer if he wished, but he was home almost as soon as his mother.
Hi, Mom. Does your back still hurt?
Not much, dear. Say, I missed you. Did you enjoy staying with Jack?
Sort of. He's fun.
I'm sure Mrs. Stark did all she could to make you happy. I suppose you enjoyed eating like Jack does. Chocolate milk for every meal?
No, we didn't have it. And we had carrots. We had to eat them, too.
Oh, she made you eat them, huh?
Yeah. Mrs. Stark said she wanted me to look healthy when you got home. We couldn't even stay up very late and watch TV.
Mm.
She said she was so tired she had to go to bed.
Well, I don't doubt that.
I always thought I'd like to live at Jack's, but I was glad to get home.
But they were nice to you, Ted. I hope you thanked them.
I did, Mom. I did. They're real nice, but I found out that it's not really nicer somewhere else. I like it here at home. I'm thankful that I have you and Dad. I prayed every night that you and Dad would be all right and come home, and that I would stop complaining and be thankful.
You know, Ted, I had a lot of time to pray for you these days, and I prayed that you would learn to be content. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. I am so glad that you're learning to be happy and content.
I am too. Wait till Dad comes home. He'll know pretty quick that I've changed. I'll show him that I can be thankful. Just to have our home and each other is enough to make me thankful. I never realized how much I'd miss you and Dad. And, Mom, I'm really sorry for the way I've acted.